country back in the hills, down in the hollers where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation, kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation, kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Husky 101.
She's a small town, hardworking woman just trying to make a living. Working three jobs, feeding four little mouths in a rundown kitchen. When you're never taking nothing and doing nothing but giving, it's hard to be a good wife and a good mom and a good Christian. Working man just trying to climb the ladder. First generation to go to college instead of driving a tractor. Never had nothing handed to him on a silver platter. It's hard to be a good man, good son, do something good that matters. He said, I don't drink, but sometimes I wanna pop that top. Take a swig and make we'll you want to take a load off. I don't drink, but sometimes I need a stiff drink. Sipping from a highball glass, let the world fade away. And I don't smoke, but sometimes I need a long drag. Yeah, I know it might sound bad, but sometimes I need a...
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the hotter, when the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes
when
down,
the sun goes,
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter. When
it's great.
The most country music.
Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me? I need place an ad with you today.
Oh man,
tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to have it started right away. What's that? No, this is personal. I'm not buying or selling anything.
Yes, ma'am.
I know just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how it should be. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. What's that? No, that's all I want to say. I just hope these few lines will get to her.
Yes, ma'am.
She means everything. I hope she comes back when she reads these words. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough.
Hey, don't forget at 2 o'clock today, from 2 to 6 o'clock at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds, you can bring your junk electronics. I know a lot of you, especially me, have some of those floating around the house. It's time to get rid of them.
So your bag's backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off, and you're hearing all the talk about maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense. If the boot do it don't fit, as far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gon' quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down the only backup plan you need.
Well, life's got a lot of sticks and stones, and a blade that'll cut you to the bone. But if you're doing what you love and it kills you, well, you can live with that all day long. So if you
FM, Muskie 101.
The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce proudly presents the 40th Annual Fall Festival on Saturday, September 20th, brought to you by the Northern Lakes Cooperative. Enjoy live music from local favorites sponsored by Anglers Bar and Grill on the Deerfoot Lodge main stage. Thanks to sponsors Enbridge Energy, Republic Services, Northwood Stove and Fireplace, Serve Pro of Hayward, Johnson Financial Group, and Hayward Lakes VCB, this year's Fall Fest is packed with autumn adventure for all ages. For full event details, visit haywardareachamber.com.
River and Rain Wellness Boutique and Rock Shop is making room for more rocks and crystals with a huge transition sale. Now through September 24th, every bath, body, skincare, wellness, and self-care product must go. 2 weeks only at 60% off. They're shifting focus to their incredible rock shop, so this is your chance to grab amazing deals on everything but the crystals. Don't wait. Visit River and Rain today on 3rd Street in downtown Hayward and help clear space for even more breathtaking crystal collections.
Get ready, Northwoods! Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at whsm.com. That's community at whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101.
Yeah, girl, I just had me one hell of a work week. It's been driving me crazy. Not enough of you, baby. Yeah, and I've been thinking about breaking in the weekend. Not doing any sleeping. So get in, let's take a ride. And baby, let's go take a dirt road. Kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree. And it won't be anyone watching. No one watching. Baby, you and I getting down to some up all night. Now don't forget your flip-flops. We can stop by the quick stop, get some jerky and a 12-pack. No telling when we'll be back. I got a cooler in the truck bed, couple towels when we get wet. Cause you know we're gonna jump in and take a little midnight. So baby, let's go take a dirt road, kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree. And it won't be anyone watching, no one watching. Now there ain't nothing wrong, baby, you and I getting down to some up on. Some up all night. Yeah, me and you, oh, up all night. Yeah. La 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 la.
have a really good variety.
Your country now, online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. The diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain he's ever sold. But he's still holding on. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls a plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. Stayed strong and carried on, just like his dad and granddad did before him. On his knees every night he prays, please let my crops and children grow, 'cause that's all he's ever known. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls the plow across the ground and sends up another.
Muskie 101.
Honky tonk heroes go to
the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. The radio back in 94, you know, hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio, sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. It's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. I said my whole life sounds like the radio.
Today I'm joined in the studio by Arnie Martinson from the Wisconsin Mycological Society. And first of all, the Mycological Society is all about mushrooms, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's what you are.
Yeah,
you come in with a shirt for the Mushroom Festival, and it's like, you're the mushroom guy here in the North Woods. So tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into the study of mushrooms, and then a little bit about the Mycological Society.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, so I got into mushrooms at a very early age. My family has been picking mushrooms basically, you know, as long as I can remember. My uncle especially got me into it.
Okay, now is this recreational picking or are you...
Yeah, for the table, for edible use. He also sold them at farmers markets and stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So that kind of got me into it. And then I eventually joined up with WMS, the Mycological Society, doing some of our local events, Cable, Tri-County in Cumberland, Hiles, things like that, the Bayfield Rustic Foray, and kind of just learning all about the various mushrooms that we have in the area and which ones you can eat and which ones you can't and things like that.
Yeah. So mushroom hunting is a thing. It's not like you're going out with guns or bows and arrows and hunting them, but you're harvesting them out in the North Woods, which we have plenty of. What's the most common mushroom that we have in our forest?
Probably the most common mushroom that we have in our forest is a little shelf mushroom called Tricaptum that kind of just rots logs on the ground. But in terms of edible mushrooms, probably the chanterelle or the oyster mushroom are the most commonly available to people, but there are lots, you know.
Yeah. Describe some of those the shelf mushroom I think I've seen on the side of a tree.
For sure.
And
how I like to break things down for total beginners is by shape. So there are there are shelf mushrooms, more accurately called polypores, which just means many pores. It's kind of what they have going on underneath.
Okay.
And then there are gilled mushrooms like you find in the store.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Boletes, they kind of have a spongy underside under the cap. There are coral mushrooms that make, you know, kind of a spindly coral shape. All sorts of stuff, cups and clubs and things like that. Yeah. Pretty fun.
Very cool. So you also do classes. We're going to be talking about some of these that you do with the Cable Natural History Museum, but I'm assuming you do some with the society as well. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you teach about edibles. What's the best way to prepare them and what are your favorite ways?
Yeah, one of my main focuses is, first of all, encouraging safe enjoyment of the outdoors through the lens of picking mushrooms, allowing people to have more confidence in their abilities to safely identify stuff. And just enjoyment of the outdoors in general, whether it's people who are out fishing or hunting or whatever, being able to kind of have another way to enjoy the outdoors. And some of my favorite ways to prepare them. I mean, I cook with mushrooms all the time. You know, omelets on top of pizzas. The other day I was making homemade raviolis and stuffing them with black trumpet mushrooms. I was pretty delicious, pretty good.
Yeah. unfortunately for me, I'm not a big mushroom fan, but my wife is, and she loves sauteed mushrooms on her steak and on her pizzas and stuff like that. But so what mushrooms don't we want to pick? Because I know there's some poisonous ones. There's some that have different effects to our psyche ability. What mushrooms should we stay away, and how do we identify those simply?
Yeah, good question. Luckily, in Wisconsin, we have only a couple mushrooms that are considered really fatally poisonous. There are a handful of others that, you know, could cause nearly fatal or, in some instances, fatal reactions. But the most dangerous one, the one responsible for 90% of all poisonings around the world, is an Amanita in the Floydia group. But in our area, it's a white, tall white mushroom with a ring around the stem. The Destroying Angel is its name.
Okay.
And so basically, once you learn that and a few others and can confidently identify those, then you can start learning some of our easy edible mushrooms. And, you know, there's a vast gulf between the look of the two, you know. So,
right. So you're saying it's a white mushroom with a ring on the stem. Is it at the top of the stem, bottom of the stem?
Yeah, it's usually about three quarters of the way up. It's got sort of a fragile skirt, and that's a veil that covers the gills when it's young. And as it opens up, it sort of breaks off around the edge of the cap and becomes that skirt. And it's all white, and it's got sort of a big bulb at the base, too. It's a very recognizable mushroom, and there are really no edible mushrooms that look at all like it that people would be harvesting.
Yeah. Another thing I've noticed too is the popularity of mushroom teas and coffees.
Mm-hmm.
What is a popular mushroom for that? How do you harvest it? How do you prep it for a beverage?
Great question. There are lots of really good medicinal mushrooms, or mushrooms that have a history of medicinal use. Those are things like turkey tail or the reishi mushroom, or very popular these days is chaga.
That was what I heard.
Yeah. Chaga is one that I recommend people harvest themselves from their own private land, because it is one that can be over-harvested, unlike most mushrooms, because it's actually the fungus of the mushroom, not the mushroom itself. And so you do kind of damage the organism when you harvest it.
Okay.
And so I encourage people to make it that one themselves. But you basically just dry up the whether it's the reishi or the turkey tail or whatever it is, powder it, and you can mix it in with some of your coffee grounds and or make a tea with it that way. I've had some very good experience with it. It definitely helps in certain instances.
And do you use like a food dehydrator to do that with?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Or you can do it out in the sun and stuff like that, but around here we got a pretty humid environment, so it can be hard to dry things.
How about just a conventional oven?
You can do that with like the door cracked open on a very low setting. Yeah, that can work too. You want it to be about 125 degrees for maybe 10 hours or so.
I was going to say it's a long day.
Exactly, yeah.
No air fryers. Those are probably too hot.
Yeah, probably. I mean, hey, you can experiment. You know, you could maybe be the first person to come up with an air fryer-based medicinal coffee.
And what are the health benefits to, again, these changas versus, you know, the coffee bean?
Well, chaga has a lot of high levels of antioxidants in it. So it's very... It's sort of an adaptogen, they call it. It's something that helps your body and your immune system sort of adapt to illnesses or sicknesses and things like that. I can't necessarily speak to the effectiveness of it because it's something that's still being studied.
Okay.
But it's certainly something people can try on their own, and it may work for you.
Yeah. Well, you said you're with the Wisconsin Mycological Society. Tell us more about the society and how people can get more information about it.
Yeah. So the society is a nonprofit organization based here in Wisconsin. We have about 1,000 members right now.
Okay.
You can buy a yearly membership at mycologicalsocietywisconsin.org.
Okay.
And it is $20 for a family membership. And with that comes events all around the state, about 28 single-day forays where you can go out with experts and learn about mushrooms in the woods.
Okay.
And then we also have some retreat forays that you can pay extra for to go for several days out, you know, sort of a fun camping excursion out in the woods with a bunch of hooligans, mushroom hooligans.
Yeah. All right. And Mycological is spelled MYCOLOGICAL, the Mycological Society, Wisconsin.org. Well, Arnie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about everything mushrooms.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
She couldn't keep from crying when she told me goodbye. But I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, but she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming her back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't. With the jukebox jumping like I just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight, and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road. Tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, with the smoke so thick when blues can't hang around. With the jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd. Yes, and tonight
the one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kind of county light. Kind of cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there, she loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. My turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots, likes to slow dance to some old school. She'd take a full moon, oh,
city nights, and I ain't scared to get off in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl. Let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody wants to be anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy like me.
Had a nice little life, a little boat, a little beach, a little routine I liked. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living. Thought that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. With deer hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to test their deer for chronic wasting disease. Hunters have a variety of options to test for the disease, including self-service kiosks using meat processors that can assist with sampling, arranging an appointment with the DNR, or by doing it themselves at home or in the field. Hunters should also be aware of counties with baiting and feeding bans that have been triggered by positive chronic wasting disease tests. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be holding free open houses at fish spawning facilities and fish hatcheries over the next few weeks. According to a press release, the free open houses are meant to give residents a chance to learn how the facilities help sustain the state's fish population up close. The first open house will be held at the Governor Tommy G. Thompson Fish Hatchery in Spooner on September 27th at 10 a.m. Additional details on the events are available on the Department of Natural Resources website. Months after its closure, Northland College in Ashland has sold its baseball and softball fields. According to a WPR report, the college has sold a total of nearly $1.5 million worth of its real estate assets, including the sale of the president's house in July. The baseball and softball fields, along with their indoor practice and storage facility, were sold to Shawamagon Bay Friends of the Fields, a nonprofit organization which intends to use the fields for youth sports leagues. College officials say they're still hoping to find a single buyer for the whole campus. Workers at the University of Minnesota Duluth have ended their strike after the statewide union reached a tentative deal with the university system. The agreement was approved on Friday and includes a 3.5% pay increase in the first 2 years and a 3% increase in the final year. The two sides have been negotiating the contract since March, and their previous contract ended on June 30th. The strike, which began last Tuesday, involved around 1,400 university workers, including custodial, maintenance, and food service workers. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
Sunny and summery today with high temperatures still spiking to the mid-80s. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows stay mild, falling to 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Patchy fog, abundant sunshine, with showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Muskie 101.
Yeah. I'm up to no good again, burning through a second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, it's hard. It's like you don't understand. We're as done as we've ever been. Yeah, I wish I never felt it. Nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this heart.
stop it, but I got a problem. And it ain't even you, no, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. Damn this heart. Damn this heart. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, at 2 o'clock today, again, at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds, the Sawyer County Clean Sweep is happening. All your household hazardous waste, medications, and electronics can be dropped off there absolutely free. This is a once a year event, and I know you've been saving those broken phones or pads, laptops, whatever you've been saving and hanging on to, thinking someday I'll get rid of this stuff. Well, now's the chance. Especially unwanted prescription medications, you can drop those off. And household hazardous wastes with paints and pesticides and all that junk that's hanging out in the garage, you can get rid of it.
You know a dream is like a river, ever-changing as it flows. And the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes. Trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store, makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try, so I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away to what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try, so I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. But with a good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try, so I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Runs dry. Thank you.
ask anyone. I don't dance, but here I am, spinning you round and round in circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Guess you got me in the palm of your hand, 'cause I don't dance. Never come my way. I've never been this far. 'Cause you took these two left feet and waltzed away with my heart. No, I don't dance, but here I am, spinning you round and round in circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Yes, you got me in the palm of your hand, girl, 'cause I don't dance. No, oh, I don't. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'm doing anything with you anywhere. Oh, I don't dance, but here I am, spinning you round and round in circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing alright. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home, I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Long